My original take when I first learned this, my first suspicion was that it was some sort of species-specific biological test. In other words, you know, that we had the story initially of the blackbirds in Arkansas.
Right.
And that was kind of my first gut reaction to it, that this was a technological phenomenon of some sort. And that's still what I think, although with the appearance of dead fish now, we have entirely different species involved. So my thinking has changed in the course of it. When I posted that blog, my reaction at that point was, well, with the different species, we may be looking at something technological. And that still more or less is my take. I think that we might be looking at a technology that might have been deployed in one of three ways, or perhaps one of three motivations. And the first is that it may have been a technology that was deployed in a very localized area for whatever purpose to modify the weather, or that it may have been the byproduct of that somehow. And the reason that I find that a plausible take on it is because, you know, during storms, different species of birds tend to kind of group together. Birds of a feather flock together, you know, is the old expression. But in this case, it's quite true. When you see the behavior of birds during storms, they do tend to group together by their species. So that was my first reaction. And I think there's a possible second explanation, or a possible second speculation that we might indulge.
Well, let's indulge it.
Well, that is that it may have been an outright test of some sort of an electromagnetic weapon. And the reason I say that is that with the death of the fish, we might be looking at a similar signature. In other words, this would be something that you could target in a particular area and achieve certain kinds of effects within different species. Now, that speculation goes back to some work that was done in the Soviet Union during the 1970s. It's not very well known in the West, although you can, if you dig long enough, you can find it. This was a work done by a Soviet scientist by the name of Kuznachev. And what he did was he took diseased cells, in other words, cancer-bearing cells or what have you, and he discovered, first of all, that diseased cells give off a very, very, very faint optical electromagnetic signature. And he would put these cells in one side of a separated tank that was separated by a very, very thin glass of quartz crystal, and then illuminate healthy cells from the same type of species or same cell structure on the other side with this diseased cell light. And what would happen is that the healthy cells would develop this disease, whatever disease that he was using, as a kind of a resonance effect of the light that was being beamed. Well, to make a long story short, I think this technology, rudimentary as it was back in the 70s, I think this technology was certainly pursued by the Soviets. You know, we had the whole episode of the cancer incidents in the American embassy with the Soviets beaming microwaves at the U.S. embassy.
Right.
Well, with the birds, I think we might be looking at something very, very similar. We might be looking at a development of similar types of technology, electromagnetic technology. And certainly with the death of the fish, we would be looking at a technology that might be able to do this or account for the death of different types of species. In other words, I have to rule out of the picture, if we are looking at a technology, I have to rule out of the picture a biological weapon, because if it if it was a biological weapon, if it was species specific, then we'd expect that particular species to be dropping dead all over the world. And yet this is not what we're seeing. We're seeing something very, very different.